I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Childhood vaccinations help provide immunity to children before they are exposed to potentially harmful diseases like hepatitis B, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, and other illnesses. Dr. Sarah Ritchie is here to talk about the importance of catching up on childhood vaccines. Dr. Ritchie is an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Ritchie, many parents and children who delayed vaccination during the pandemic are still behind schedule. Bring us up to date on this scenario.
So unfortunately, we have seen backslides in vaccine coverage since the pandemic. Just to give you an idea of where we're at worldwide, there's about 18 million children who were missing one or more vaccines in 2019, so before the pandemic, compared to 24 million who were missing vaccines in 2021 and about 20.5 million in 2022. I think importantly, it's good to mention that we as pediatricians highly recommend sticking with the regular schedule of immunizations. We know that vaccines are safe and effective, and we especially know that vaccines are carefully timed to provide the protection when our children are most vulnerable. And we know that the vaccines are going to produce the strongest response from the child's immune system, which equates to longer lasting immunity.
And give us some real life examples of how to catch up if your child missed a vaccine or maybe several vaccines and now some time has passed.
So I have really good news. The good news is that if your child is behind on vaccines, we rarely need to start completely over. We have very clear guidelines from the CDC, which help us catch kids up depending on where they left off. So it will vary based on when the vaccine schedule was interrupted, but most of the time we can get kids caught up pretty quickly. So think more or less within about 6 months of restarting the vaccines.
We've been hearing about a measles outbreak among children in certain areas of the U.S. Can you bring us up to date on that situation?
This year alone, in 2024, we have had an alarming number of measles cases. According to the CDC, already we've had over 100 measles cases this year alone and climbing each week. The closest states to us in South Carolina that have had cases are Florida, Georgia, and Virginia. So we're pretty close in proximity already. And the majority of the cases are in the pediatric population. So we're thinking children and adolescents less than 19 years of age. That's the majority of cases. And then of those pediatric cases, a majority are in very young children under 5 years of age. And honestly, our specialists at MUSC are very concerned. It's not really a question of if it will be in our community. It's really a question of when. I should also mention that the very large majority of the cases this year are in unvaccinated individuals. We know that the measles vaccine is very safe and it's effective. We give it at 12 months and a booster at 4 years of age, but you can get caught up at any time. So if your child is not up to date in vaccinations, I highly recommend touching base with the primary care provider to get caught up as soon as possible so we can keep all the children protected from serious life-threatening disease.
Dr. Ritchie, thanks for this information about catching up on childhood vaccinations.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.